Amen. Praise God, saints. Praise God. Woo. Palm Sunday is a high day of praise, and we just get so excited to be able to praise God. Amen, Frank. I'm with you, Frank. I'm with you, Karen. It's a privilege to praise. Amen. You will look, and there is a sermon note sheet in our order of service. Hosanna. Amen. We're winding up our series today. Will we go? Amen. We thank those who went out yesterday and other days this week, going out and inviting people and bringing people. Will we go for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Well, has anybody here ever received a shout out? Anybody ever shouted out for you? Okay. All right. Well, a shout out is a way of sending best wishes to somebody. It's a way to, like, tip your hat off to somebody or say, way to go, or to lift somebody's spirits. You give them a shout out, okay? Some radio broadcasters, they allow callers to send a shout out to a friend. And for years, Carl Bell Sr., he would send a shout out to the pastors and saints of Glenville New Life Community Church on ABQ. And it would be on the radio. I want to send a shout out to Glenville New Life. And so it was always nice, you know, to hear that shout out over the airways to Glenville. And then on Facebook, there are apps. You can now get apps that send shout outs for you. Okay, so you can look that up. They'll send birthday greetings, anniversary greetings. There's apps that you can just poke at your friends just to let them know, hey, I'm giving you a shout out. I'm thinking about you today. And so it's a lot of fun to give shout outs, and it's a lot of fun to receive shout outs. Amen. Especially on your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. And so there's a lot of people that'll get a shout out in one way or another on that day. And you know, that's what happened the day Jesus came to Jerusalem. People who had never seen Jesus before, they started sending him shout outs. Hallelujah. He got shout out after shout out. But before we get into it, let's just join our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for your love for us, for your journey, Lord, and how you came all the way and you lived and you suffered and you died and you rose again, Lord, that we might have life. Thank you for your awesome love. And Lord, we just pray that each one of us would deeply desire to know you better, to love you better. Lord, to be willing to go forth, oh God, and proclaim you and share the good news, share the gospel with others so that they too might have life. And so we thank you, Lord. We say Hosanna today, for truly you've given each and all of us something to shout about. And we give you praise and honor as we continue to shout your love and your praise. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we all join together to say, amen and amen. Praise God. Something to shout about. How many know you got something to shout about today? Amen. Something. If you think back over your life, think about what's going on, you got something to shout about. Amen. Well, Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and they cut down palm branches, and they started waving them in the air. And scripture says some took off their coats and cloaks and laid them on the ground as he was coming in. And they were shouting. They were giving him a shout out. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. And they shouted, amen. And they sang, Hosanna, Hosanna. You talk about some shout outs were going out to Jesus that day. Many sent him shout outs because everyone else in the crowd was sending shout outs. So they said, well, let me send a shout out. Hallelujah. Amen. They had an idea who he was, and they knew who they hoped that he would be. They weren't sure, but they were sending them shout outs anyways. And then as we read scripture, saints, a few days later, he started saying things that were stepping on their toes. Scripture says he went in and he started running the money changers out who were not being right in the temple. He just kicked them on out. It, scripture says he insulted the scribes and Pharisees. They didn't like what he was saying. And then a few days later, the same crowd, amen, for various reasons that had given him those Hosanna shout outs, now they're shouting, crucify him. Well, as believers, we should praise God continuously. Everybody say continuously. Continuously, not because the crowd is praising God, amen, but we should praise God because God is worthy to be praised, amen. Not because we've been directed to do so, because we're happy to give God praise, because we know God has touched our lives, we know God has blessed our lives, and we love to praise and to thank God for that. Well, saints, our text today, it focuses on the actions of the people as Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem. And the arrival of the Messiah had been predicted by the prophet Zechariah many years before. Amen. The people of Jerusalem, they were expecting a champion to come forward. They expected someone, a king to come forth and establish himself as the person who would begin to rule and to lift them above the dominion of the Romans. And so they were really expecting him to be a champion here on this earth in that way. And so let's look at Zechariah, and I have it printed in our order of service. Zechariah 9:9 will begin there. The coming of the king. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and God has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Hallelujah. All right, so when he was entering in, amen, they were shouting. But they were intoxicated with the idea that he was going to set up this earthly kingdom and that he was going to save them and take over the Roman Empire, and he's going to lead this rebellion. And so they were saying, Hosanna. Hosanna means save us, amen, but not just save us, but save us now. So they're saying to Jesus, save us now. Save us now. But they were saying, save us now over the Roman Empire. They wanted blessings. They wanted to be successful. So save us now. All right. How many know that we all have a reason to shout today? We all have a reason. You know, there's times in every one of our lives when we just feel like shouting. So can you remember the last time you just felt like shouting? Amen. Something was just good, and you just felt like shouting. Anybody want to share that today? Amen. Last time you shouted, Gloria? When Lois joined the church. Yeah, I was shouting right with you, Gloria. I was shouting right with you. Evelyn? Reggie is coming home from the hospital. A Wednesday. Amen. Now that's something to shout about, Evelyn. Praise God. We're shouting right with you, Evelyn. God is good. And we all have reasons. Amen, Frank? Amen. You didn't have to, but God woke you up, woke us up, sure enough did. Praise God. That's a reason to shout. Amen. Thank you. We need to shout when we just recognize God's grace on our lives, God's mercy in our lives, God's favor showering on us. And the word of God, it just shows us, amen, when we should be shouting. Hallelujah. How about when God's spirit moves us, we need to go head on and get excited and start shouting. We sang here at the Presbyterian meeting on Monday, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray, amen. I'm gonna just get started, amen. So when the spirit moves us, in fact, we can get so excited that we should be like the woman at the well. She got so excited when she realized who Jesus was. She went running back to the town and she said, come and see. Come and see, the Messiah has arrived, amen. And we all should be that excited. Jesus says, will we go? Will we go? We should go, and with excitement, just like that woman at the well. Another reason to shout is that when we know God keeps his word. How many know God keeps every promise God makes? Amen. Scripture says God is not a liar, amen, like we are, praise God. When God promises, God keeps those promises, amen. And God has promised to never leave us alone. God has promised never to forsake us, to be that shield about us. And even when we're not able to lift our own heads, God will lift our heads, amen, in the storms of life. Now, I think that's something to shout about. Amen. If you've ever gone through something, then you know that you know it's good that God will lift your head and God will be a shield about you. And God will see you through that storm. Praise your name. Amen. We look at the word of God and we see sometimes our problems in our lives, they are some high walls. It's like, how am I going to scale this wall that is in front of me now? But if you look at the wall of Jericho, amen, God made a way for those walls to come crumbling down. Amen. So God just wants us to say, I trust you, I love you, and I'm going to give you a praise offering in the midst of this wall. Amen. Amen. So we need to be prepared to shout even before the walls come crumbling down. That's trust. Don't wait until God has already answered, but let's praise God. Let's do some shouting while the answer is in process. We done lifted it to the Lord. Just start saying, I love you, Jesus, and you said you'd answer every prayer, and I'm going to keep on praising your name and watch you work mightily in my life. Hallelujah. We got something to shout about. Amen. And we also got something to shout about when God has touched our lives, amen, and God has given us a new start. I don't know if anybody here today knows anything about having a new start in your life, but I know I do. Amen. A new start. A new start is a reason to shout. Because without a new start, we would just give up. Amen. So even in our marriages, thank God, we can just start all over again. The next day, let's just start all over again. In our relationships, we can start all over again. Whether it's education, no matter what it is, if we have faltered or going through wishy-washy, we can have a new start, amen. And a new start is something to shout about, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God, for new starts each and every day of our lives. As a songwriter wrote, it says, God gave me a song to sing that the angels cannot sing, amen. We have that privilege. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, the crucified Lamb of God. That's something to shout about. How many been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. That's something to shout about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, when we think about the goodness of the Lord, woo, the song says, it makes me want to dance, 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 dance all night. Amen. All night. Amen. Anybody feel like doing that sometime? Just dance, 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 dance all night. When God has answered those prayers, amen, just danced all night. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. The saints, when our lives have been touched by the hand of God, you know, we don't need the crowd to be able to praise God. We don't need the crowd. Amen. We really don't. Amen. When we see ways that God has blessed us in our lives, we don't need the crowd to be able to praise God. We don't need the choir or the praise team or praise band to come home with us. Amen. To be able to praise God. Amen. You can have a praise jam all by yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes the praise that God desires from us is to be still and to praise God. Be still, God says in Psalm 46, and know that I am God. Just worship me in the stillness, in the presence, my presence. Just sit and be quiet and worship me like that. So there's so many ways for us to praise God, but we don't need to wait on anybody else. Amen. Amen. So you just go ahead and help yourself to some praise and amen when and wherever. Hallelujah. I just want you to turn to your neighbor and say, no crowd needed for my praise. No crowd needed. No crowd needed for my praising. Hopefully all of us, we know how to praise. Amen. Amen. Anywhere, anyhow. Amen. And I want to say, sisters and brothers, today, while there were many people who shouted with the crowd, the man, the woman, the girl, the boy who has been blessed by God, we don't need the crowd to praise the Lord. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, we see in the word there were so many who saw him, they started shouting amen and waving those palm branches and throwing their clothes on the ground. And they were hailing him. They were sending those shout outs. They were saying, you're the conquering hero. It's you. Amen. But their praise was dependent on the crowd. It was dependent on, are you going to be the hero we want you to be? And you know, I'm sure, saints, that Lazarus must have been in that crowd. Amen. There were some people in the crowd who didn't even need to be in the crowd, but there were some in the crowd that must have been in that crowd. And Lazarus, I believe, was one. Because, you know, he had been in the grave for 4 days. But Jesus had visited him and had raised him from the dead. 4 days, his body had been deteriorating for 4 days, and Jesus had raised him up by the power of God. So he had a reason to shout. He had a reason to be there. And I know he was shouting, even though the crowd was there, he was shouting all by himself because he was thinking, ooh, what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. So, amen, we gather together, but each of us should be just thinking and reflecting on, oh, God, you've been so good. And I'm just praising you. I'm thanking you for what you've done for me, what you've done for all of us. And you know who else I think was there? I think the woman with the issue of blood. I believe she was in that crowd praising God because she had suffered for so many years, saints, and that she had been pushed away and nobody, she was untouchable and all of this. And here she just said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, and she was made whole and well. And I know she was in that crowd just praising God, shouting hallelujah, for I know that I know what God has done for me. Amen. Oh, he's made me whole. What about Zacchaeus? You all remember Zacchaeus? He knew about crowds. Amen. He was this little short man, scripture says, and he wanted to see Jesus, but he was so short, he couldn't see above the crowd, you know. So we short people have our troubles, you know. That's why I wear a lot of big shoes, so I can see. I want to see what's going on. Amen. I want to be able to reach a few things from time to time. It's so funny to reach up high. I always get a chair. So when I look at tall people just walking up and pulling something out, I'm like, but one thing we short people like Zacchaeus, we got going our way. We never bump our heads on anything. Oh, we could just walk almost anywhere and never bump our heads. That's a good thing, amen. But anyhow, Zacchaeus was this wee short man, scripture says, and he had to climb up a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And so as Jesus was passing by, amen, Zacchaeus was shouting, amen. But I know he was shouting, not with that crowd, but he was just shouting because he remembered that day that Jesus looked up in that sycamore tree and said, come down, Zacchaeus, because I'm going home and have dinner with you today. Oh, my goodness. And he was so convicted. He got saved that day, and he repented, and he started going around. He knew he had cheated so many people, and he was giving all the money back to him. Praise God, because he was a new man, amen, because Jesus had entered his life. So, saints, whenever the Lord and whatever the Lord has done something good for you, you need to take some time to say thank you. Take some time and do some shouting. Scripture says there were 10 leopards that Jesus healed, those who were suffering from the illness of leprosy. And Jesus said, only one returned to say thank you. But we all should be like that one who says, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you, Lord, for bringing my son home. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my daughter's life. Thank you for all that you're doing for me. Amen. And you don't need a crowd to say thank you, Lord. You don't need a crowd to shout before the Lord. Hallelujah. All you need to do is think about how good God has been. Amen. And not just to you, but how God has blessed this world. God is holding this world together. Amen. And so you could just give God praise. Once you start, you'll be going a long time when you start thinking about the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Amen. Amen. How God picked you up when you was down and turned you around. Amen. And put your feet on solid ground. Amen. That's a reason to shout hallelujah. And you can go ahead and shout all by yourself. Amen. I want to ask you today, saints, have you ever had a great experience in your life and you found that you just had to tell somebody? I mean, it wasn't something you could just keep to yourself. Amen. Can anybody think of something that it was just so good? You, Shannon, can you think of it? It was so good. Oh, the birth of her. You just had to tell somebody. Amen. And now we got lots of ways to tell that. Yeah, we can send it through, you know, all these wonderful things, pictures and emails and everything. Praise God. When something great happens, amen, we can't keep it to ourselves. We can't keep it to ourselves, amen. So when something great happens in your life, do you tell a friend? Do you just call somebody long distance, close by? Okay, yes, because you can't help it. No matter how hard you try to hold it in. You just like are going to explode and somebody's going to ask you, what is with you? And then that'll give you reason. Oh, I got to tell you this. Because you just can't keep it to yourself. Amen. Praise God. You know, when something good happened in California, there were those who were rushing out to California. And so when they went out, they were shouting, go. They couldn't be quiet, you know. Amen. Or Texas, people went to Texas. They were shouting, oil. Amen. Because Texas got a lot of oil down there. So when you find something good, you don't keep it to yourself. You got to shout it out. Amen. And so the Lord is asking, will you go and will you share me? How many know Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to any of us? And falling in love with Jesus is what is happening. Jesus is the answer. There is no other way. Amen. Amen. So we know the joy of the Lord. So we should be where we can't even keep that to ourselves. We got to tell somebody. It is extremely difficult for those of us who know Jesus and love Jesus to keep Jesus to ourselves. Amen. When we think of the goodness of the Lord Jesus, we just can't say, I'm just going to enjoy my life in Christ. It's so awesome. This journey is so good. No, you got to tell it. You got to let others know who Jesus is and what he can do for them as well. Amen. And so the passages of scripture that we're going over today, it's just a response of people who found the Lord and they were excited about the Lord and they just went and told about the Lord. The New Testament text, it occurs here just, it's on Palm Sunday, the day that he's entering into Jerusalem, amen. And the attitude of this crowd, you know, a lot of them was philosophical. You know, they just were following him to be near and to hear the richness of his teaching. You know, and some of them just followed because of curiosity. Who is this? You know, they had seen Jesus bless the little children. They had heard the discussion with the rich young ruler, and he told him to go and sell what he had and come follow him. They had heard all of this. And they even had listened as he quietly talked about his approaching death. Oh, saints, after they saw the blind man receive his sight, wow, we could see in the Word of God there was a new attitude in this quiet crowd. They started screaming when that man got his sight. They were just shouting. Verse 43 says, after being healed, the blind man followed Jesus, glorifying and praising him. He was making plenty of noise. Hallelujah. When something good happens to you, you can't keep your mouth shut. You got to make some noise. You got to make plenty of noise. Hallelujah. And when the people saw what God had done, they no longer just kept saying, oh, be quiet, be quiet. No, they began to really shout. They began to give Jesus shout out. For the text says, the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. You see, their attitude did not change after that moment. They followed him and they just were praising him all the way. Now, Mark 11, verses 8 and 9, it describes their praising this way. It says, many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Even the quiet folks had become noisy because what they had seen. Hallelujah. And it was just too wonderful, amen, to be constrained. And they had joy in their spirits, and so they just got noisy. Amen. High five your neighbor and say, get noisy, neighbor. Get noisy. Get noisy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Get noisy. Hallelujah. Thus Jesus in Luke 19 verse 40, Jesus said, if the multitude, after having seen the great and powerful works of the Lord, if the multitude forced themselves to remain quiet, that the very rocks themselves would cry out in respect and recognition of God's greatness. In respect and recognition of God's greatness, the rocks would cry out. And in saying this, Jesus underscored, you know, those of expecting those who had seen the evidence, had been benefited by the power of God, if they were willing to keep silent, Jesus said, I want you to know the rocks will cry out and give God the respect and praise. But saints, ain't no rock going to cry in my place. I want you to know that today. I don't need no rock. Anybody else here need a rock? I don't need no rock crying out in my place. Amen. Amen. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to glorify God's holy name. Amen. Ain't no rock going to cry in my name. Ooh, ooh, I'm going to fly to glorify God's holy name. Yeah. Ain't no rock going to cry in my place. Going to cry in my place. I'll lift my hands to glorify God's holy name. Everybody in here should praise. Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Woo! Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Ain't no tree. Ain't no tree. Gonna lift its branches. Gonna lift its branches. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Ain't no tree. Ain't no tree. Gonna lift its branches. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Everybody praise. Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Yeah. Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Ain't no bird, ain't no bird. Gonna sing in my place, gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify. Is this your testimony today? Ain't no bird, gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Yeah. Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Praise God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. As long as I'm alive to glorify God's holy name. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, saints, we should be able to jump in praise just like that. Just say, ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. Amen. And really mean it. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Just give God the shout out that God deserves. Saints, we look at David's life. David was touched by God in such a mighty way. And David concluded that everyone and everything on earth should praise God for God's mighty works. Amen. David suggested, this is in Psalm 50 that we read today for our Old Testament. David suggested that musical instruments, hallelujah, that dance, amen, and that every other form of praise and expression of love and praise should lend itself to the praise of God, hallelujah, for God's excellence, God's greatness, God's majesty, amen, for God is worthy. And David concluded that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Amen. And so you combine these texts, and it shows the excellent work of God and how God deserves praise. God deserves quiet praise. God deserves noisy praise. Amen. God deserves loud praise. Hallelujah. Now, some of us, we have our tendencies towards one of these kind of praises. I am a natural, loud, noisy praiser. Amen. So I've had to learn the spiritual disciplines of quiet praise. And spiritual journey has really done that for me. And so I can go long periods of just quiet silence before the Lord now. Some of you all are quiet by nature praisers. And you've had to learn how to get noisy and loud. Amen. And so we should get good at all three. Praise God. Get good at all three, quiet, noisy, and loud. Amen. 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 Because God is worthy. Yes, Craig. Praise God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. For God is great. Amen. And God's love and mercy endures forever. And God is worthy of our praise. Amen. So I believe that everyone, amen, who is here today, everyone who is watching the broadcast today, everybody got something to shout about. You got something to shout about. That each person has a story to tell. Every one of us, from the youngest of us here, they got stories too, amen. All of us, to the seniors of us, we have a story to tell. And you know, the power of God, it touches every life. Every life, the power of God touches us in some way. Even those who do not yet know God, God is the one that is keeping us all, amen. And God's love is raining on the just and the unjust. Amen. And everyone has a story about when we came to Christ. And Christ wants us to know, will you go and tell your stories? Will you go and tell? You see, as Christians, our lives are living testimonies to the goodness of the Lord. Our lives are living testimonies. People are watching, amen, and they want us to speak. When the entire world keeps silent, we should be living evidence that truly God is a good God and that Jesus is the answer and that God's mercy endures forever. Each of us, we should look back on our lives as Mike has led us so many years. When I look back over my life and think things over, I can say I've been blessed. I have a testimony, amen. And everywhere Christ went, he gave people something to shout about. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. He gave them something to shout about. And we can give them something to shout about because we can give them Jesus. Amen. Yeah. So let's give them something to shout about too. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And even today, saints, as the Lord, we're celebrating him making his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, his triumphal entry into the lives of believers. Each of us who know him, amen, we have something to shout about. We have witnessed God's power. We have witnessed God's saving, God's miracles, God's healing. We have witnessed God do great things for us and great things for others. And we have something to shout about. Hallelujah. Can you just say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The people of Jerusalem shouted because they had witnessed a mighty work, amen, of God for themselves. They saw Jesus heal that blind man. And also they shouted, hallelujah, hosanna, oh, because they expected Jesus to do even more in Jerusalem. And so similarly, saints, we shout praises to God for what we've seen God do in the past, for what God is doing right now in our lives, and for what God yet shall do, amen, in the future. Amen. So let's stop waiting until the end of our song to express joy and praise. Amen. Let's just go ahead and just go all out in shouting and praising for God. When the choir is up here singing, the praise team is leading, and the dancers are dancing, we don't have to wait till the end to say praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can if that really is how the Spirit is leading you. But the rest of us, you can stand up in the middle of the song. You don't have to wait for the end of the song. You can just get right in there. Hallelujah. You can just start praising. You can start dancing with the dancers. Amen. Just don't get in front of them. Go over there. Go to the sides and get your dance on, amen, in the middle of the song. Because God is worthy, saints, amen. God is worthy of praise. Go ahead and stomp your feet. Clap your hands. Do what you do, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Don't hold it back. Give God the shout out that God deserves, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. For saints who know the Lord Jesus, those of us who follow and love the Lord Jesus, when we come into his presence, amen, we may have all kinds of different burdens and concerns in our hearts, amen, but we come and we just lift it to him and say, I trust you, I love you, and I'm getting ready to give you some good praising right now, amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. It's hard to be quiet. It's hard to just hold your peace when you know that you know God has been good, amen. When is it the hardest to be quiet and hold your peace? Oh, when something good has happened in your life, you got to tell, you got to tell, you got to tell. I want to close when Jesus met a man filled with devils, and Jesus said, come out. And those devils came running out. That man wanted to follow Jesus and tell the world. But Luke 8:39 says, although Jesus told him to go home and tell his family what had been done, the man just couldn't keep it to himself. He not only went home, he started going telling the whole city. Let me tell you about what Jesus did for me. If he saw you at the grocery store, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Amen. Oh, when Jesus met the man who couldn't hear, and he had that speech impediment as well. And Jesus, he put his fingers in his ears, he touched the man's tongue, and he healed them. And after the healing, scripture says Jesus told him not to tell anybody about what was done. Ooh, but that man had a problem. He couldn't keep his mouth shut. Amen. Mark 7:36 says, the word says, and he charged them not to tell anyone. But the man couldn't hold it. He had to go, and he was telling everybody again. Amen. Oh, it's so hard to keep our mouth shut when we know God has been good. Amen. Oh, one of my favorite passages is when this man had been healed, and he was blind, and the Lord had touched him, and they were trying to say, who healed you? And why did he do it on the Sabbath? And don't you know that he's got devils? And don't you know this? And that man said, look, y'all, all those things y'all say, I know not about, but one thing I know. I was blind, and now I see. And I got something to shout about. You can say what you want to say, but I was blind, and now I see. I know the Lord has healed me, and I'm going to go ahead and tell it. I'm going to tell it, amen. I'm going to tell it. Amen. Praise your name. When the Lord has done a mighty act in your life, amen, a mighty work, and some of us know we was a piece of work to work with, amen. And when God has been working and still working, it just took a week for God to make the moon, the sun, the earth, and the stars. But God is still working on me. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your transforming power. And he's going to continue that great work in each of us until that day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, saints, go ahead and shout. Oh, when your burdens are heavy and you got a load in your life, the power of God can lighten it. Just go ahead and give God praise. Amen. Go ahead. When you think about the goodness, go ahead and let it out. Because God can just turn that misery into light. Hallelujah. God can lift that burden. God can take that weakness and make a strength out of it. He can take your sorrow and bring you some gladness. Amen. And though the world says, keep silent, everything within you, everything within me, amen, everything says, I've got to tell somebody. I've got to share about the goodness of the Lord. And so the question is, will we go? Will we say? Will we tell? And so I'm ending with, got to tell somebody. Turn to somebody and say, got to tell somebody. Got to tell somebody about Calvary. Got to tell somebody that he rose from the dead for me and for you. And got to tell somebody that Jesus lives. And that he loves us with an everlasting love. I can't hold it to myself. I got to tell somebody because I got something to shout about. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of your goodness unto us. And Lord, may we fall so deeply in love with you. Lord, that we learn how to give you those shout outs that you so deserve. Lord, that we have those times of praise, quiet praise, noisy praise, loud praise, anytime praise, hallelujah. Whether we're together, oh God, or whether it's just you and us all by ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to love you. And thank you for the honor that you have given us to go forth and to tell about your love, Lord Jesus, that others may find you as well and know you as Lord, Savior, and friend. And so we say thank you, Lord. Give us that Holy Ghost boldness that we need, oh, to be the people of God in this world for you. And it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we the people of God all join together to say, amen and amen.